Today's scripture is written, recorded in John chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will be stretched your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." May God bless those who listen to his words.
We have just heard the word of God read, and let's in prayer come and ask God to illumine our hearts so that we can understand and apply it. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you because we believe that your word is precious and it is a light before our feet. So we pray, O Lord, that all of us would be doers of your word. Thank you, O Lord, for in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. You ever have moments when, you know, you want to get close to someone or some people, but somehow you're not quite sure? It seems that there is always a distance. There is something else there blocking your relationship. You're not quite sure that, you know, whether your affections or your love for that person would be returned in the same way. No, I'm not quite talking about dating, where, you know, guys sort of come to the fellowship or come to the church, spend a lot of time in volunteering, you know, to carry books, bags, open doors and things like that, just hoping that, you know, the other lady that, you know, they have their eyes on would return the favor. We're not quite talking about that, although that is also an excellent example. We are talking about our relationship with a person whom we call lover of my soul, lover of our souls, that is God. In this passage, Peter really, really wanted to get close to God, specifically Jesus. But he wasn't quite sure how to do. After all, a lot had happened. This passage was usually read in the weeks following Easter. It is a great follow-up passage to the resurrection and to the power and appearance of Jesus Christ. Even though it is about, like, say, you know, 5 months or so to Easter, but we will look at this passage because it has a lot to teach us about communion today and about unity, forgiveness, and also moving on for our church and for all believers. Peter wanted to get very close to Jesus Christ. Now, if you go home, and I would encourage you to take time and sit down and read the first 14 verses of chapter 21 of John Gospel, you would find that, you know, before all this happened, before the asking of the question three times, Jesus has already spent some time with Peter and with the apostles, or with the disciples. Basically, it was early in the morning, and Jesus came to the Sea of Galilee. And he saw that, you know, Peter and the disciples were fishing. And Jesus watched them lovingly from the shore. And as soon as John, the disciple, was telling Peter that, you know, there's a person standing, you know, at the shore watching us, and I think that he is Jesus Christ, you know, whom we have met twice already after the resurrection. Do you know who it was? The first one who, you know, even without waiting for the boat to get to the shore, he would just, you know, jump off the boat and he would swim across to the shore and get to see Jesus. It was Peter. And Peter was so eager to see Jesus that, and that would be in verse 7 of chapter 21. Peter was so eager to see Jesus that, you know, he didn't even have all his clothes on. He had put away some of his clothes because they'd been working very hard catching fish. So it was, you know, tiring and it was sweaty. So he put some of his clothes away, you know, and wearing only the necessary garment. And as soon as he heard John saying that, you know, it was Jesus, you know, on the shore, he just put on an outer garment and he jumped off the boat and he swam to see Jesus. And later on, when all the disciples were at the shore meeting with Jesus, Jesus had already started a fire with some, you know, some bread and some fish. And Jesus says, you know, let's bring some of the fish that you just caught. And guess who was the first one to do that? It was Peter again. Peter wanted to get so close to Jesus that, you know, whatever Jesus says, he would do it. And the same thing again in verse 12. You know, when they were having breakfast together, everyone kind of knew that it was Jesus, but no one dared to ask. And that included Peter too. So you can understand, you know, what Peter was feeling at that time. He had done Jesus a big disservice. And now he wanted to get back on the good side of Christ. But how would he do it? Do you, you know, find that sometimes you can sort of identify with Peter in one of those situations? Somehow it seems that, you know, you really love God. You want to get to know God more. But somehow something is standing between you and God. Something is hurting or blocking that relationship. Maybe it was because of that one time you felt that you have a very, very important prayer and God somehow forgot or failed to answer your prayer. Maybe another time, you know, when you felt that God has really disappointed you, you know, it shouldn't have happened and yet it happened. Maybe other times, you know, of sins, maybe other times of other mistakes. But whatever it is, we can identify and we can relate to Peter. We want so much to know God. We want to be close with Christ, but somehow there is something blocking. So in this passage, after breakfast, Jesus knew what Peter was going through. And it was time for Jesus to have a one-on-one discussion with Peter. Jesus wanted Peter back in. He wanted Peter to re-experience the intimacy and the closeness of relationship with him again. So starting in verse 15, Jesus asked Peter not just once, but three times, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me more than this? Do you love me more than this? Jesus knows that, you know, Peter's heart harbors a lot of feelings. Feelings of guilt, feelings of betrayal, feelings of disappointment, maybe even feeling of anger. Jesus has to ask Peter three times. It wasn't easy for Peter, but in order for him to come clean and in order for him to get closer to Christ again, Peter had to hear that same question three times. In order for him to be restored by Christ and in order for him to learn to love God again and accept Jesus' forgiveness, Peter had to hear those questions. Did Jesus really mean it when he said he would forgive and he would restore Peter? Absolutely. After all, Peter has heard Jesus time and again mentioning that, for instance, in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, that he, Christ, the Son of Man, came to give his life as a ransom for many. And that he has also heard Jesus on other occasions saying that, you know, he, the Son of Man, the Messiah, came to give life eternal to all those who would believe and accept him. And that Jesus also on another occasion had declared that he's the way, the truth, and the life. And unless we go through him, we would not be able to experience and see God. Jesus told the truth. He lived the truth. He died obedient to the truth. And he was also resurrected by God. Had Jesus not been resurrected, you and I, the believers and followers of Jesus Christ, would have believed in vain. So Jesus here was trying to restore, comfort, encourage, and build up Peter again. Jesus wanted Peter's faith to come alive and to grow once more. Peter was among one of Christ's closest friends and disciples, and yet he betrayed him. And in this conversation, Jesus was willing to forgive Peter, but Peter had to let go of something else. Whatever guilty feeling that Peter was experiencing, whatever hurts that he was holding on to, and whatever critical spirits that he's been going through all this time, he has to learn to let go. Maybe not all suddenly, but perhaps a little at a time. You know, one finger and two fingers and three fingers, letting it go a little at a time, so that there is more room in his hands to catch the blessings and also the grace that Christ has to offer. Jesus was asking Peter three times, "Do you love me? Do you love me more than this? Do you love me more than the anger you felt? Do you love me more than the disappointments you experienced? Do you love me more than the hurts that you have experienced from others? Peter, do you love me? And specifically, do you love me more than this?" Peter had to be reminded. And as he was reminded, he remembered that it was the same Jesus who taught him, discipled him. It was the same Jesus whom he betrayed. It was the same Jesus who died, and it was also the same Jesus who rose again. And now standing right in front of him, willing to forgive him, willing to restore him, and willing to reestablish that closeness of relationship again. So Peter was asked, "Do you love me more than this?" And his answer, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And what did Jesus say? Feed my lamb. Basically, if you love me more than this, go build up my people. Go build up your brothers and sisters. Go help them grow in grace and in love. And the second time around, "Do you love me?" Jesus asked Peter. "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." What did Jesus say this time? "Tend my sheep. Go take care of them. Go help them out. Go love them." And the third time, "Do you love me, Peter?" And it is really getting to hurt and bug Peter. But Peter still answered, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And for the third time, Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Do you kind of see a pattern here? Peter wants to get so close to Jesus again. Nothing in between. And Jesus wants the same thing. So the three times that Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know." And every time, Jesus' answer has to do not just with Peter, but also the body of Christ that Peter is a part. First time, "Feed my lambs." Second time, "Tend my sheep." Third time, "Feed my sheep." Jesus is saying that, you know, "Peter, I'm so glad that you love me and that you love me more than this. I love you too. But I also want to encourage you to go love your brothers and sisters." Probably because of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, you know, there was disunity. There was a lot of finger pointings within the 11 disciples, Judas having hung himself. You know, there was a lot of pointing. So that on this occasion, when they were out fishing, you only saw some of the disciples. Only a few of them were named. And that they were so discouraged. They didn't quite know what to do. And Jesus was telling Peter that, you know, "Peter, there is something in your heart that we need to, you know, that we need to heal. It is your hurt feelings. It is your feeling of guilt, feeling of betrayal. But come clean with God, and whatever is bugging you, let God deal with it. And once God has dealt with it, re-experience the love of God, but also at the same time, learn to love the body of Christ again." Sometimes you find that, you know, when there is a blockage in our relationship with God, we kind of grow cold. But at the same time, we may also see that we are growing farther from other believers, from the body of Christ. Any blockage in our relationship with God not only would distance me from God, but would also distance me from other sheep, other lambs, brothers and sisters of Christ, for whom Jesus also died. Jesus wants Peter to know that. Peter, I love you. I know and I've heard you 3 times saying that you love me. But however, remember that you are also a part of the body of Christ. Love them. You may have misunderstood them, or they may have pointed a finger at you because you were the one who betrayed me 3 times, denied me in public 3 times. But learn to forgive them. Learn to love them. Because you have now re-experienced the love, the forgiveness, and also the grace of Christ who died for you. Do you know communion is the best time to humble ourselves before God? Because it tells us that Jesus died for us. And if he died for us, there is nothing he would not do for us and also for the body of Christ. Is there anything bugging you? Maybe the way it was bugging Peter. Peter wanted to be close to Christ, but somehow there was something blocking that relationship. Do you, identify with that in some way? If you do, then Jesus says, we need to have a Peter experience. God is asking us, do you love me more than this? Would you let go of whatever that is bugging you, bothering you? Let go of it just enough so that there is room for me to work my grace and my love and my compassion in your life. Jesus is asking us, each and every one of us, the same questions. And later on, when we remember the Lord by participating in the Lord's Supper, it is our way of telling Jesus that, yes, exactly like Peter's answer, Lord, I love you. And not only do I want to love you, I want to obey you, and I also want to love the body of Christ. So unite me with you, but also unite me and the brothers and sisters together, so that as a church, so that as a believing community, people would see the love among us, and then they would know that you are truly the Son of God. We pray that this morning, as always, God is already here, and that he would work and convict every heart here, whether it be people who are hearing or people who are, or me, you know, who is sharing with you, that every heart here would be humble before God because God is already here. And he wants to bring our relationship into closer communion with him. And as we do that, we know that Jesus will be delighted and he will be honored because this is something that he loves to do and something that he wants to do all the time. So let us come before the Lord's table. Let us ask God to humble us, and also let us ask God to increase our commitment to him, our appreciation for one another. For we are all in this together, and this is why, as we celebrate communion, we say that there is one cup and there is one loaf, because there is one faith, one God, and one body. And for that, we give thanks to the Lord our God. So join us now in a time of prayer. And even as we pray, we ask that the Lord will speak to us, convict us, but also at the same time draw us a lot closer to him, the Lord who loves and the Lord who forgives, as well as the Lord who restores. Let us pray.